Ayla, what are you doing?
Listening to the N-Dupe show.
You know you have to be at least 18 to listen.
I know, but it's so funny.
You're right, but just for a few more minutes.
Okay.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it. It's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep. I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are down in deep.
And I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I
can
smell
it. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I can smell it.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of the In Deep Show. Glad that you could join us. Glad you're able to push play. Glad that Stitcher has not shitted on your life like they've done ours. Like I said before, I'm your man, Big B. I do not do this show alone. I rock out with my crew. My crew today, the Doctor.
What's up, y'all? Glad to be back. How y'all doing? That's right.
And of course, you guys know what to do. It's at this time I like everyone to rise to your feet, remove your hats, place your hands over your heart, and all hail the queen.
Yeah, don't be like our president and forget to put your hand over your heart.
And if you do, have a once upon a time sexy chick to tap you and remind you.
Ew. Okay. Hello. Welcome to the show.
So, yeah. So we,
Hey, tell me something, though. Is it just me, or does it look like she really doesn't want to be with him? Just because, he's the president. I'm going to smile, but, you know, other than that. Yeah, do y'all think they really have sex and intercourse and shit?
Well, they at least had it once because they have a kid, so...
I don't know
what they do now.
Okay. But I think, you know, sometimes I think when it gets to a certain extent, to a certain point, they're just there for appearances and stuff like that. Do you really think they care about each other now? What do you think?
I don't think they cared that much about each other before.
Okay.
It's just that they have more cameras on them to pick up those moments.
Okay. Yeah, I will never forget that during the inauguration where he turned to her and said something. She had a big smile on her face, and he turned away, and her face was like, wah, 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 wah. Like, she looked so sad. Like, if I could kill this motherfucker in his sleep, I would do it. Like, I don't know. Like, she just looked so defeated. Like, I wish I could hear what he said to her.
Right, right.
It was so sad. And then, I mean, just to... how he always leaves her. Like, I remember even another picture of him walking down Air Force One. Like, he just rolled out and she was still coming down the stairs.
What?
Barack would never do that to Michelle.
Oh, shit. Hey, never. You bet not. He bad.
He would Michelle never
be like,
do that.
What is wrong with you? You let me.
She would never even have to say that.
See, a gentleman, though.
That's the part that makes me sad.
Right, right, right. You know.
For her.
Yeah.
Anyway. The choices we make. I mean, when you
how about that?
Huh, man.
When you want to marry for money, you deal with what comes with that package.
Huh, man.
Because
you're not going to tell me you married that man for his looks or his charm.
Oh, man. Yeah, you got a point.
But hey,
well,
or his you know, his manliness.
Have you seen it? How you know?
Come on, man.
Well, all right.
I don't know.
All right, DMX.
How was y'all weekend?
Meh. It's okay. Didn't really do much.
I didn't either, man. Yeah. My asthma took over that all that shit. And I'm still not all together, but hey, I'm here, ready to roll.
Do you think, like, the cigarettes were sustaining your being? Because I swear you didn't have asthma problems so bad when you were smoking.
You know what? I don't know what it is.
That's crazy.
I don't know what it is.
I mean, the pollen has been, like, off the charts, mm-hmm. you know, in the DMV. But, I mean, like, for real, I just don't remember your asthma being so bad.
You're right. I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I should start smoking again.
No, that is not what I said to you.
What were you saying?
I said you should take your ass to the doctors. That's what I said. Okay. I was trying to put that between, you know, you and I, but then you, so I had to.
Yeah, but the doctor was the one that told me to stop smoking.
I'm saying.
That's why I stopped smoking.
So now you need to go back and say, hey, I stopped. Maybe I need some, like, Claritin, Allegra.
Steroids. Some shit.
You want those? Well, you could gain weight, so you'd be all right.
Say I could.
I'm saying steroids make you gain weight, so you have a little, you know, you got room to play around with, you know, like versus me being on steroids. Yeah, that would be not steroids, a good look.
Yeah.
Most of them, yeah, make you most gain of weight. Them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway.
But yeah, that was pretty much my weekend.
Okay. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, me too.
So. This weekend, I went to the good old Commonwealth of VA.
VA? Woo.
And I went there because, as I've told you guys, I've gotten into trap and skeet shooting. And I've fallen madly in love with it. So I've gotten to the point where I was like, you know what, I'm going to invest in my own firearm because all of the ones that I own are not course legal. So I found the one that I wanted. Well, the one that I was instructed would be the best for me. And I go out to Virginia, Gainesville. And I was amazed that, so there were people, there were a lot of people there purchasing firearms. There were people buying handguns quicker than I've seen people buy a slice of pizza and a Big Gulp from 7-Eleven.
Oh my.
There was this one gentleman that bought a rifle. Not one that you just kind of just, you know, hold and shoot. This joint, you got to put it on the tripod, lay down, and shoot this joint because you shooting stuff from
like a sniper?
1,200 yards away.
Wow.
Type
okay.
shit.
Okay, okay.
I mean, I had to ask him, I'm like, what do you shoot with that? Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, deer, goat, people. Moose. I said, with that? And he said, oh yeah, from like 2 miles away, yeah. Mm-hmm. God, man, he said, like, I could be on one mountain, I'll shoot from the north.
Okay.
I'm like, okay.
Damn. Like, why?
And even with him, I mean,
awesome assassination.
You know, his purchase even took all of a good 20-25 minutes.
I thought there's no longer like the 7-day waiting period.
If you are grandfathered in on some aspects,
right?
If you,
I'm thinking
if you have been grandfathered in, you have to take an HQL class. And, you know, so yeah, I mean, you can still get stuff. But here was my problem. I was purchasing a sports competition shotgun. This is something that is purchased over the counter.
Is it that one where it's like crank?
This is supposed to be fill out minor paperwork, name, address, blah, blah, blah. Here's my money. Have a good day. My background took 2 days and counting.
Mm. Wow.
You ain't from around these parts, are you?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm just like, really?
Really?
Dog, you know what you should do, man?
Oh, God.
Hear me out. Hear me out. One of your white friends, your Caucasian friends, both of you guys go to the same booth or whatever. Don't let them know that both of you guys are together. And see how long would it take him to purchase that joint. You know what I'm saying? And then after he does his thing, then you come up and see.
I pretty much already did that. Like I said, I watched people, walk in. Yep, that one right there. And be on their way out. And like I said, what I purchased doesn't even require a background check. Wow, first of all, why are you even checking my background? So, yeah, and so I called Virginia State Police, Firearms Transfer Division, and she told me what the problem was and what they were waiting on. I called Maryland State Police, told them the situation. Their response was, well, why are they doing a background check? That's an over-the-counter purchase. So, Queen, your beloved Commonwealth, can kiss my ass.
Are you going back to get it?
No. I don't even want it anymore.
Oh.
And actually, I'm actually kind of cool that they gave me some pause, because you know how I am, Queen. When I get into something, I jump both feet in and go all out and what have you. And you know what? This is like the top of the line shotgun to get for this. I don't think I need that. I can get something in a good middle. And, if I work my way into getting into competition, then I'll go back and get that. But, so yeah, I kind of changed my mind anyway. Like, over it.
Boom.
So, yeah, that's what's up. That was my weekend. That was the beginning. Yeah, I did some hot brewery tours, had some cigars, wine vineyards.
That's a little.
Right.
Like, I mean, this is what I do. Right.
No.
Yes. It was cool.
Good. That sounds good.
Get out. Spread my wings.
There you go.
I love fun.
Right?
That's what you want me to do, that fly away?
Nah, you said spread your wings. I just went into the
fly, nick of the, right, the song.
Fly away to a place that I long for, and my heart will be.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
I am back. God damn it. Hey, J-Lo and A-Rob, man, they seem to be getting
what's
real.
What's Gucci, my nigga?
What's up, dog? What's up? Bow to the feet. J-Lo and A-Rob seem to be getting real serious. Real serious, man. I don't know, but you know what, though? Jesus Christ. J-Lo.
What?
I'm just saying, man. I don't know what J-Lo has, but my man, he just seemed to be so happy, like a little kid in a toy store, okay. We know J-Lo got the big butt. She got a nice big butt. She's pretty and everything.
Ain't really that big anymore.
Oh, shrunk a little bit?
It's all right.
It's all right? It's all right?
It's all right.
It's all right. Hey. Well, they been chilling, man. They was at this place called the Sea Grill.
Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Shit, they got more money than you.
But anyway, this joint is right over the Rockefeller Center ice rink.
Mm.
Okay, you know I'm fucking some shit up. Yeah. So this is supposed to be some real, top of flight type of thing. But they say A-Rob, man, look like he is, I'm not saying whipped. I'm not going to say whip, but apparently,
happy?
Happy. Let's go with that.
Okay.
These comments that you made about the Taco Bell, they are both racist and accurate.
Are you
your head.
Well, all right. Well, all right. They're and cute. You know what?
They look good together.
They do, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look like they're just chilling. They out. You think they might tie the knot or whatever?
They should.
All Ooh, right, gosh. All right.
Can you imagine if they had a kid? Oh, my God. That baby would be, whew, that yeah. baby would be beautiful.
Baby would have to take his wallet out of his back pocket over his shoulder.
Well, wait a minute.
He had a high ass.
What in the world?
You're silly. But wait a minute. Doesn't she have a kid or two by Mark Anthony?
Just two no? kids. Two twins. Oh. Mm-hmm.
But she can still push.
Why not?
I mean, is she kind of old though? No.
Janet had a baby at 50, homie.
That was the first one though. Well,
she's in shape. She can do it.
She's in shape. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let me ask you.
But
So it seems that J Lo got some good.
But
you know what? Though? It's hard to really tell because J-Lo seems like she be having a roller coaster. Like she'll get some high profile dick, then she'll get some servant dick, or employee dick, or whatever. So my question to the gallery is this: who you think got the better good, J-Lo or Ibadu?
Ah.
Ibadu fucking careers up.
Okay.
She ain't fucking them up. She's starting careers. She's making people.
She fucking them up.
Come on, man.
Motherfuckers.
You ain't really know who Common was. Like,
jeez.
I mean, yeah, come on, saying,
nah.
Like, you knew which nah, come
she
on.
She was. It was come just.
On. Listen to them.
You ain't really know. No.
Put out when she was.
Andre 2000 and Common were the two that
Andre
we knew.
2000?
Yeah.
3000? How about that?
Well, he's three.
He got one more.
Yeah,
see, that's what I'm saying.
Right, see,
he got
that,
one
y'all, y'all didn't
he
even
from
know that.
Two
did
to
you?
Three.
But look, hold tight. I'm gonna go through this real quick. This is J Lo's repertoire up until A-Rod. I'm gonna do it real quick because there's a lot of them. Okay,
whatever.
I mean, I did.
Y'all not thing. About. I'm not here for the slut shaming of J Lo.
I mean, don't you want to hear him though? You know, okay, let me do it. I'm gonna start with Johnny Depp. All right, David Cruz, Wesley Snipes, Johnny No, who was a restaurateur, and I ain't know about him. Diddy, okay, Chris Judd, Ben Affleck, Mark Anthony, Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
Casper Smart, Drake, and now A-Rod.
That is not a lot of people. It's as not, old as she is, that is not a lot of dudes.
But
count.
But,
what you just said. That is not a lot of men.
Oh, 12.
That's not.
Okay,
she like
what
in
about
almost
the
50.
Ones before then?
She almost 50. That's not a lot of people.
Oh.
I mean, if you count.
So you're like 10 per year.
I'm just saying, if you count the men you just said, mm-hmm. they've had like 50,000 women. Compared to her 10 or 12. You said Bradley Cooper. I mean, come on.
I said 12 men.
I'm just saying. That's right. Not a lot. Did he?
So you had 12 men?
Yeah.
And more, didn't you?
Yeah.
Were they all good?
No.
No?
They all didn't have dough either. Like that.
But
I'm saying.
If you have dough and they have dough. That kind of offsets. I mean, you go out, I pay, I go out, you
right.
Pay.
But I mean, I'm just saying, for the people you just named,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, think about it. I mean, she was in a long term with Ben Affleck.
Affleck.
And then, like, even Chris Judd, she was in with him for a while. Mark Anthony, she was, I believe they were married, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. They had kids, two, you know, like twins.
Yeah.
Who else did you say?
But oh shit, I got a list.
It ain't that
Diddy,
many.
Diddy.
Said him.
Wesley, David Cruz.
Wesley was probably like for 2.5 seconds because don't nobody even probably remember Wesley and her dating. So that was probably like some In Living Color shit. Like a long time ago.
While y'all figure that out, let me just run this past you. Pre-Erykah Badu. Yeah, I remember that good that shit right there, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That shit feel good. Make your soul feel good. For anybody that hasn't heard this,
I never knew a lot like this. Gotta be something for me to write this, Queen. I ain't right. Seen you in a minute.
It might be that person in New Mexico that won't hit us back.
The Senate sign sealed, delivered for us to grow together. Love has no limit. That's been a slow forever.
And during Erica, well, during slash after Erica Badu. Try to drag that nigga to space. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'm just saying. That's some strong pussy.
Wait, was that before? No, that was after Serena. Erica, Serena.
I think that was... I think that was before Serena? Was that before? I don't know.
I feel like Erica was before Serena. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
The dudes get around too. So that's what I'm saying. So damn y'all for trying. Well, not you, B. But damn you for trying to slut shame J-Lo. When she's just living her life and trying to be in love. Okay. Trying to find love. I mean, maybe that could be a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but when does it come to a point where... Are you a hoe or... why can't you just stay with one man? I mean,
Because it clearly didn't work out.
With 13, 15 men?
First of all, you said 12. But is Diddy a hoe? Is Diddy a hoe?
But you don't hear Diddy with a lot of women.
The hell you don't.
Okay.
See him all the time, but remember he had... What was her name? Kim? Who had twins? I mean, Cassie...
That was back in 1987.
Okay, it was not that long ago. It was not that long ago.
What's his name, baby mother?
Albie
Shore. Don't wake me, I'm dreaming, dude.
Albie Shore. Huh? I thought it was... No, Albie Shore is the who Kim has a kid with.
Kim?
Diddy's ex.
Oh, Albie Shore.
Yeah, that's right.
Wrong.
Right.
It was 1980.
Yeah, that's not Don't Wake Me.
And first of all, it wasn't 80 something because they ain't that old.
Christopher Williams saying Don't Wake Me from Dreaming.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I'm just saying. So, like, Diddy went through some people. You know what I mean?
Like every halfway listening.
Yeah.
I almost agree with that.
See, that's what you get. So, Diddy went through some people. You know what I mean? Like, Ben Affleck got through some people. Actually, J-Lo kind of made him pause and stop, and he was like stuck for
a
minute.
That's Hollywood.
He was stuck for a minute. Mm-hmm. Then he got with Jennifer Garner and they got married. Had like 100 kids or something. Or 3. I forgot.
But they were together for a while, though.
Yeah, they were. See, and that's my point. She wasn't just like a hit it and quit it. She was with people for a long time.
She wasn't with nobody for a long time, man.
Dude,
that's the point
Chris
Judd,
she was with him for a while.
A year and a half.
They were together, then they break up, they were together, break up. Mark Anthony,
Well, you can't
Diddy,
add that, then.
Yes, you absolutely
together,
can.
Together, break up,
who hasn't done that?
That's Hollywood, baby.
I'm talking about in real life. Who has not been with somebody
all you
broke up?
Stick together. See, that's the thing.
One more time, just for the record, before Erica.
Oh, we going back to that? Okay.
Just a regular old country dude. Can't want to rap.
Well, it's the M.I. Cricket letter coming around the south, bro. The straight hammers and bows and that old southern slouch. Please, ain't nothing but incense in my atmosphere.
Tell me that Nick cap he used to wear was...
That's how we been rolling here.
You didn't wear that yet.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't wear that yet. You didn't wear that yet.
That was his fault.
So when the furry goat pants, football shoulder pads, and knit cap came... So did Erykah Badu.
I don't remember shoulder pads.
Erykah Badu.
One, two, three. Yeah, it's national underground thunderbounds when I stop the ground like a million elephants a silver back.
This shit was on it.
Stop a train who wants up, don't come home prepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there better be a household name. Brother man telling us
change that nigga's whole wardrobe to equipment.
Come on, man. This was on it.
That Bama don't
he
even
blew,
got...
They blew up on this.
That Bama don't even got clothes in his closet. He has right. costumes and equipment.
I wonder if he has, like, regular, like, sweatpants. Like, sweatpants and a t-shirt. Does he ever
right,
wear that?
All right.
Or, like, some Nikes or Adidas or something.
Woo! But I'm going to give it to you. Outkast, man, they changed the game. You know,
no, Erykah Badu changed Outkast to change the game. That's
whatever.
Why
they blew
she got the she wins the Millennial Pussy on Flick Award.
All right. Cool, man. Cool.
Now, if you want to compete in the NBA, then you got to talk to Kim. You got to talk to the Kardashians.
Right.
Woo! Chloe's doing well.
But that's a whole nother diagnosis. All right.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm rolling now. I even forgot about the rest of my story. Let me see. Oh. Okay, y'all remember Happy Days. Happy Days, y'all remember, for all us old heads. Happy Days. Okay, we all know that Erin Moran, okay, she passed away Saturday. She was found unconscious in her house or whatever. She passed away at 56. We all remember Happy Days. Okay, there was a spinoff from that, mm-hmm. and it was called Chachi. Joni loves Chachi. Okay, now that's when Erin and Chachi they was all in love and everything.
Not gonna say his real name.
Oh, okay.
Because his name was not Chachi.
Okay, his name was Scott Bell.
There we go.
Scott Bell.
Woo, okay. You did it.
Yeah, shut up, man.
You did it.
Okay, anyway.
You can't be proud.
You know, it was a spinoff from that joke. Okay, but Scott Baio was saying that, you know, even back then, Joni, she didn't seem happy. He was like, you know, she was always drinking and on drugs and stuff like that. And he was like, anybody that does drugs or drink is gonna die.
Scott Baio is a motherfucking snitch.
Okay.
But anyway.
Do you know what else was wrong with that show?
There were no black people?
It had something to do with the title.
It should have been what? No, I don't know what.
I don't know the exact facts, but in some country, Chachi means pussy.
I thought it was Chocha.
I actually saw this on one of those sort of e-soup type shows or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe she does. But anyway,
that was the problem with that show.
Go ahead. Maybe she does.
All right. Okay. But yeah, my man said apparently back in the day, you know, even when they were doing the show, he was like, she was never really happy.
But that was well publicized back then.
Oh yeah.
Along with what's the other chick's name? Was it Mackenzie Phillips?
Oh, from
All in the Family? Yeah. Uh-huh. Was it All in the Family?
No.
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. There we go.
Okay, Mackenzie. That was the skinny broad, not the little...
The one with the brown hair.
The little short one.
Valley Burton Ellis.
Man, what?
All right.
Were chick jeans out then? Because that seemed like that's what she was wearing.
They look more like Jordache.
Jordache, whatever. Whatever, Jordache. Oh, you said Jordache.
Well, if you're talking about one of them, it's probably Ash.
But anyway, my man came out hard. He was like, man, look. Apparently, back in the day, she was never... It seemed like she was never happy. You know, and she turned to drugs and alcohol. And he said, Chacha said, if you're drinking, if you're smoking, you're going to die.
He's a fucking hypocrite.
Pretty much.
Because in another tweet, he said something like, her smile was contagious, blah, 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 blah. Like, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Here's my whole point to this whole thing. Any of y'all out there, and we're not going to judge. There's enough people that's going to do that for us. If you're on drugs and you don't necessarily have the money to support your habit. You might want to find out who her dealer was, because well, I don't know where the fuck was she getting money from at this point in the game.
How about that? How about that?
Unless she just did a hell of a job saving for
or it's just motherfuckers addict. Who want to come out the motherfucking woodwork because you worked with somebody fucking 50 years ago.
Yeah, and then that don't mean shit if you don't got cash today.
How about that?
Well,
maybe he thinks by him saying that he's going to get some publicity or some people want to, you know, talk to him and he can get some money from saying some shit like that. Because I don't understand. Even if that was the case, why are you going to say that?
Right. I'm like, stop being a fucking troll hater. I'm like, let the woman rest in peace. Although it came out that said it could be a possibility she died from cancer, like stage 4 cancer. So shut up.
Yeah, how about that? How about
that? Shut up.
I mean,
let her rest in peace.
There you go.
Stop bringing up old shit.
Scott Bell, you motherfucker. You Bama. Motherfucker. Yeah.
She probably ain't let him hit back in the day.
That's probably what it was. That's probably what he's mad about, right?
Probably.
There. That's probably what he's mad
about.
I used
to love right Charles in Charge. You suck.
I used to love Joni, man. She's a little cute little thing, man. But you know what, though? How long? Well, I don't remember, but I don't know if Joni and Chachi was going to make it anyway. But Happy Days was the joint, though. Fonzie and the... Man, what you talking about? Yeah, yeah. Moving on. Hey, I don't know if y'all remember. 9 months ago, there was an incident where this guy, he was in the middle of the street laying down. And his patient... Okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. My man was laying down on his back, saying, I don't have a gun or anything like that. And he was shot. And he was injured. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, the officer that shot him is being brought up on charges. 9 months later. Okay. The man is being brought up on our manslaughter charges.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
Nine months better than no months.
That's the word on the street.
There's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that have probably been promoted at this point.
How about that? My man, his name is Jonathan Alder. Okay, he's being brought up on manslaughter charges. Okay, after he shot Charles Kingsley, okay, who was a behavior therapist. At the time, my man was on the ground, and the little dude was, you know, he was just chilling.
His client.
Right, his client was on the ground, and my man was laying on his back with his hands up in the air. And for some reason, there were two other officers on the scene, as opposed to the one that shot my man. You know, Jonathan Alada, the officer that shot my man. You know, anyway, he's being brought up on charges after 9 months. So I just thought y'all might want to know that. You know. Well, that concludes my diagnosis.
Thanks for the update.
I do what I can.
Jonathan's in a lot of trouble.
Now stay tuned. We got a lot of more.
If you say that's what his last name is.
I knew I couldn't finish my story without something like
he
that.
Said Jonathan, a lot of.
Alada, that's his name.
All right,
what's his name? Then?
I don't know.
But there you go.
I'm going with the diagnosis on this one. I just know
you
not
and
to
your
repeat.
Sauces.
Yeah, I just know not to repeat that shit when I get to work.
You motherfuckers. All right. Well, that concludes my diagnosis. Y'all stay tuned. We got a lot of more coming up, Poopoo. Mm-hmm. All right then. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Deep Show. I'm your man, Big B. So before we get into the topic of discussion for today, I think we have a little something from the last show. so we'll get into that.
Greetings and salutations to the crew. This is your boy Stone. Forget that, yo, radio. Off That Drink podcast. Man, y'all know what it is, man. Okay, so I'm going to leave some feedback, but y'all might get another message because I'm halfway, a little bit more than halfway through the show. I just had to stop it and get this off my chest. Okay, my man Doc, I'm going to need you to start reading at least half the articles on the diagnosis, man. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to need a little more information from you. And on the French Montana thing, all right. Yeah, he went way too far in the way he talked to that girl. That was real corny. He shouldn't have did that. But I have to say that you can't be mad if I overreact to something that you did. Yeah, he was way into his feelings, but that's just how he reacted. So I can't be mad at that. And would I do it? No. But hey, I'm not that dude. And yeah, that Fire album is never coming, so we can forget about that. On the $100,000 at the casino, if you a random person and you ask me to push that button and they say I gotta get the money, I'm gonna give you your $20 back, and that's it. I'm sorry. And now I think I have enough money after taxes that I can keep you away from the rest of this money. If you fam and we good, hey man, this is all you, bruh. Give me a G and I'm good. But I gotta come along for the parties that you're gonna be having with the rest of that money. Yeah, I'm gonna need that. Okay, so yo, y'all keep up the good work. I love the show. It's your boy, man. Peace.
Stizzone.
Stone. El Triple. Right. He's like, okay, what ads?
There you go.
No, I'm saying you. You like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, whatever. I'm going to keep bringing them the way I'm doing it. This is what I do now. I've been doing it for years. I'm sorry. See, my whole thing is I alert you to certain topics. Now, it's up to you. You know, if you want to learn more about it, man, you got to dig a little deeper yourself, man.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, all of them. There you go.
Or how to pronounce the name correctly. Whatever. I mean, oh, well, yeah,
There you go.
It's fine.
And power to the people. And there you go.
People to the power. Thank you for your feedback.
And though, you know what? The whole thing is, if you've been listening to the show, you should know about my diagnosis by now. This is what I do. You know, but hey.
True that.
You know, I can only do what I do.
The way you do it.
And it's going to keep on being done. See, I think the problem is
we stopped putting out the
disclaimer.
The disclaimer. like people do on the sports shows before they do the odds. And this is for entertainment purposes only.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. This.
And I don't know why people still don't get it. But hey, I love you guys.
Come on,
just keep listening.
I'll just tell all you guys. Just wait for the scooper. It'll come.
It's fun. Every couple shows. It's fun.
Quinny Queen.
All right, so we put out on 420. We all know what 420 is, whether you partake or you don't partake. We all know what that day means to people. So, super dope. So,
Before you get in there, uh-huh. Did you see that one post that said, I smoke on January 5th because I know fractions?
No, I did not see that post.
It was actually pretty good post. I actually was pretty proud of that person.
I didn't see it. Was this somebody we know or was it?
It was something. Oh, somewhere. Just a random. I don't even remember who put it out.
Oh, no. Good for you.
Good for them.
For you.
That you can smoke and you still know fractions.
Oh, shit.
I drink and well, I forgot
actually,
all that
no,
shit.
People, no, I actually
just know I want.
I believe that.
I know I want 100% of my money. 4/4 of my money.
4/4. Bitch, better have my whatever fraction of my money. All right, so the question we put out there was, again, it was 420. So we said, since today is 420, would you smoke with your grown children, with your grown child or children? So I'm going to ask y'all after. I'm going to read some of the feedback. So BTG says, yeah, I probably would. That's if they smoked. I wouldn't try to persuade them if they didn't smoke. If you're going to smoke and drink, who better to do it with than family?
You know what? I'm glad you said that. Well,
let me finish the feedback and then you can remember. Stone said, I don't see why people have drinks with their kids. What's wrong with sharing a joint? They better put in on this dub sack, though. Okay. Yeah, true. Okay. Ms. Davis said, did they put on this 20 twin? Huh? As my father always told me, you make habits you can support. Okay? Don't that? Just be doing it. Mr. Watson said, okay, he put a story out here. So let me take y'all back. Well, I don't know how old he is, but let's go backwards for a second. He said, my senior year in high school, I came home to pick up a sack on 420. My mom asked me, why was I home? I didn't want to tell her because, you know, but knowing she would search my room when I was gone, I told her I came home to get this and proceeded to show her a quarter of skunk. Ooh. Right? I was like, God, okay. Damn. Immediately, she taxed me and dug her hand in my bag and almost took half of my quarter bag. No. I added that part. I came home to her passed out, and 2 hours later, she comes in my room and gives me the weed back. Oh.
12.5 if you're still doing fractions.
See? Right. See? She asked me, you be smoking that shit? I said, yeah. She just went, My mom ain't smoked with me or taxed me since, despite numerous offers. Well, okay. So, Miss Ebony said, no, I would not smoke if I did or have a drink with my grown children.
That's that bullshit.
Right. And Mr. Watson said, damn, good one, T. Because apparently that was a good response that he said. I mean, it actually was, because I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. I mean, if, you know, that's what moms are saying. She was like, whoa, this is what you doing? Okay. All right. Okay. But so I asked the crew, because y'all got kids, and one day, you know, Doc, your daughter will be older. B, you have, you know, kids that are older, or a kid that's older. So would you smoke with your grown child or children?
Doc, you go ahead. You were ready to go.
Well, first of all, why he had to go straight to me, though? I mean, you got Brian and you got Shawnee, but it's cool, though. But
I don't have kids. That's why, but, I mean, I went to.
But anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. You know, because to be honest with you, my father, he said, look, if you're going to be out here smoking weed, but I was smoking weed before he approached me about it. And you know, I came home high one day. I mean, I wasn't all falling down and shit, but I was high. And he could smell the weed on me. He was like, oh, so you smoking weed now, huh? I was like, yep. And I wasn't trying to hide it, really, you know, because as soon as I came in, I went straight for the refrigerator and tried to get some munchies, trying to get the munchies on. But anyway, he said, if you're gonna smoke out there, I want you to smoke in here first. He didn't say I'm going to teach you how to smoke. But he wanted me to learn how to smoke weed. If I'm going to smoke weed, we're going to do it here because he smoked weed too. All right? So, shit. We was getting high as a motherfucker. That's how we was doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because he said, I want you to learn how to... If you're going to smoke weed, I want you to learn how to do it in here, in home, before you go out there and start smoking weed and... falling all out in the streets and all that kind of stuff like that. I'm like, all right. And we blazed up. And by the time I, you know, really started smoking weed out there, you know, I knew how to handle myself, you know. So I don't know if smoking weed with your parents is right or the wrong thing to do. But I would rather, you know, I learned how to smoke weed in-house before I learned how to do it.
If KK comes to you and is like, I'm ready, or hey.
Yeah, I would teach you how to smoke in-house, just like my father did. As opposed to saying, no. And then find out that she's out there laying in the street, passed out or raped or something because she got too high. You know what I'm saying? She would smoke weed with me inside the house. Build up a tolerance. That way when she get out there, it may sound a little funny though. It may sound a little funny, but when she get out there, she can hang with the best though. And she can make it fucking back home.
All right,
instead of being out there laying up.
You speak about, you know, having a two-parent household. So I ask you this. With that stance, what if your wife were to say, oh, fuck no, you're not smoking?
To Kayla?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we have a dilemma. I would tell her, I was like, all right, that was your mother's stance. You know what I'm saying?
But would you not still have those same concerns? And how would you address them? Because you're still going to feel like,
I will pull,
how kids are. They're going to, you know, your parents tell you not to do something. You still going to do it anyway. So how do you manage being at home, excuse me, and Kayla's 2 hours later than she normally comes home or something like that, and now you have the feelings of, damn, is she out there passed out or something happened to her behind this weed or whatever?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know. I would have to pull Kayla to the side. You know what I'm saying? And just try to explain to her the ins and outs about smoking cannabis. And I don't know.
It's a tough one. I mean,
it is.
I don't know if there is an immediate answer for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So what's your answer to the question?
For me, first and foremost, I don't smoke. So, for me to say whether I would smoke with my kids, I would have to say yes and no. Taking it from the standpoint of if I did smoke, I would do it at a point in their lives where they are on their own. They have their own household, what have you. Blah, blah, blah. If I smoked and you choose to smoke, and like I said, you got your own roof on your head, and blah, 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 blah. You want to hang with old pops and relax, so be it. But it's not going to be something that I'm going to foster under my own roof. I think there is a difference between drinking and smoking. As hypocritical as it may sound, that's just my personal opinion. I think there's a difference. I have drank with my kids that are old enough to, and that was actually a kind of cool moment to be able to, you know, when they were of age to drink.
But let me say something though. When I smoked with my father, I was in high school. It wasn't like I was in elementary school or junior, middle school or anything like that. Okay, when me and my father got high, it was when I was in high school. I was like in 11th grade. I was getting ready to come out of high school anyway, you know. And I'm not saying that's the cool time to do it, but what I'm saying is I was old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, and at the time, you know, that's what we were doing. Me and my boys were doing it, and he knew it. My father knew it. He was like, dog, when I came in the house, I was high. He was like, you high, ain't you? I'm like, nah, man. I ain't have my eyes red because my allergies and all. You know how you do when you when you're young. But he was like, "You want to get high? All right, I'm gonna show you how to get high." But I think what he was trying to do is not influence me to get high, just showing me, you know, all right, you want to get high? All right, this is what it entails. All right, let me see you get high, and let me see how you act. Let me see how you flow. Let me see how you walk. You know what I'm saying? I want to see how you react when you get high. I don't think he was just saying, get high with me, you know, so we could be boys getting high or whatever. He just wanted to make sure when I was out there getting high, I knew how to handle myself. I think that's what the point. That's the point. But I mean, a lot of parents would not see that shit, you know. But I understood. I understood that the weed was good.
See, I honestly believe, and I don't want to get too far off base or too deep into other subjects, but I honestly believe that our generation, that we came up, you know, with a stern hand and a belt to our butt. You know, we were so hell bent on when I had kids, I ain't gonna beat them and blah blah blah. And so we raised a society of children where we trying to be friends with our kids, and what we've done is just basically raise a motherfucking pack of demons, with these motherfuckers that don't know how to handle when somebody tells them no, and don't know how to respect authority, and don't know how to carry themselves in public when faced with adversity. So to take that and then introduce drugs into that fold, you know what I'm saying? To me, where does it stop? You ain't whooped this nigga's ass when his grades was fucked up. You ain't whooped this nigga's ass when he ain't clean up his room. You ain't whooped this nigga's ass when he told you, fuck you, when you said wash the dishes. So what makes you think now he gonna smoke some weed and stop there? To me, that nigga gonna be on coke, and they're gonna be on some other shit later, or what have you. And I know that's pushing the needle, but it's just my thoughts on it. I mean, I just think, you know, for me, you know, I was one of those teenagers too that said, man, you know, I ain't never gonna beat my kids, blah, 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 yeah, whatever. Motherfucker, like I said, I've been wanting to start the motherfucking website beatthekids.com forever because I have a lot of offerings for that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I believe beat them motherfuckers and beat them often. You know what I'm saying? And continue, you know, the growth of our society as opposed to trying to be friends with these motherfuckers and dying to get into the clubs with them and hang with them and think you have a little handmade hanging partner that has no motherfucking respect for you or any adult look like you. I don't know.
I think it depends on the way you raise your kid. If you raise your kids right, I don't care if you smoke with them or drink with them, whatever. Just like me. I came out all right, and I smoked and drank with my parents. So.
And I'm going to say something like, for me, with my son, you know, I drank with my son, and I drank with him. I gave him a beer before he was old enough. Matter of fact, the day of his high school graduation.
We was like this. My grandparents.
Right, we were sneaking beers.
Right.
But no. Well, okay.
Our grandparents,
I don't know what happened on your side of the train tracks.
Yeah.
On my side, we snuck beers, so yeah, we drank. I ain't drink with my pops. You know, like my mom would make a mixed drink, and, you know, I'd be like, ooh, can I taste it? And maybe a little sip or some bullshit like that of some motherfucking Kahlua and cream or some shit like that. You know, but, you know, my parents, and I had party parents. My parents had parties, and I don't mean no motherfucking get together. We had a full damn near club in our basement. We had a full bar, stock bar, and a sound system and a whole shit in our basement.
That's where and you get this from.
You're goddamn right.
Okay.
And from that, shit, I used to make my money because I was the coat check dude. When people came through the door, I got their coats, laid them on my parents' bed, right. Whatever.
Take the money.
Got the little tip. Nah, I ain't do that shit. I got tip good.
I just
you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was like, that's the environment I came up. So it was easy for me to be, quote unquote, you know, footloose and fancy free. But nah, my mother kept that motherfucking rope on standby to light me and my brother's ass up when we stepped down the line. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I did the cigarettes shit in junior high. I did the weed shit in junior high. And on my own, I was just like, that shit just ain't for me. And threw that shit right, I remember right where I threw that shit down the sewer. Because I was like, it's foolishness. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, even just like I said, like I was saying before, even with my son, you know, the day of his graduation in the parking lot before we pulled out, I had the cooler in the trunk. I cracked the cold one, put it in his hand, you know. And, you know, that was our moment. You know what I'm saying? But since then, I've let him know, you know, if you're going to drink, there are parameters in drinking. One, you got to know how to fucking handle yourself. Two, you know, if you going out with me, I don't know what you do with your raggly ass friends, but if you partying with me, don't assume you with daddy. Daddy gonna pay the bill. You better have money. Everything you see ordered, you better have money to cover everything, because you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So if you see me ordering some motherfucking a shot of Louis the 13th, you might want to say, "Pops, how we gonna do this? You got yours, I got mine. How we?" You know what I'm saying? Be prepared for whatever the fuck is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? These are all the little things that I've taught him along the way. I taught him, if you're going to put poison in your body, put the best poison you can find. Because that's all alcohol is. So drink the best poison you can get your hands on if you're going to poison yourself. You know what I'm saying? And these are the little things I've ingrained in him, you know, coming up. You know, so now he's I think he's still considered a young adult, but he's responsible in what he does. You know, he did have one little hiccup, and I kind of had to pull him up and kind of refocus him. And since then, you know, he's cool. He's been good or been lucky. I don't know. I'm not with him every day, you know, every moment of the day. But either way, don't bring the bullshit to my front door. Then I have to respect you for not doing the bullshit.
Agreed. So,
what say you?
Well, I, again, my perspective is the whole, like, I was really excited when I can have a drink with my dad, and that we can still, you know, just randomly go, like, get wine or have, like he doesn't do, like, what I do, like, drink-wise. But it's still nice that we could be like, oh, want a toddy before you go to bed? Okay. You know, which to him is wine, but he's just like, you want a nightcap? I'm like, cool. You know, like, I love it that I'm old enough and he understands that this is what we do, that I can drink. And like you both said, it's like, you know, your limit and know where you can, you know, go and where you cannot go. I didn't get that from them or from him, really, because my mom doesn't drink at all. So I didn't get that from him, but, you know, it was trial and error for me, you know, so. But super dope.
Just one more on that. You know, it's like, Queen, you know what the drink situation is over here. But to this day, you know, my son, before he grabs anything out of the beer cooler, wine cooler, refrigerator, whatever, "Hey, Dad, is it all right if I..." It could be three cases of it stacked on the side.
Well, with you, you never know, because sometimes it's like,
right,
you know, it's like some stuff that you're saving,
right,
or it's on the back.
And it's cool that he knows,
yeah,
you know, he has the keys to the house, so even if he comes here while, you know, I'm at work or whatever, he'll call me, "Hey, Dad, those beers in the bar cooler, those cool, blah blah blah," and that's what I'm saying. I respect him for that, you know, and so forth. So yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So, Rude Boy, moving, shifting topics. Rude Boy posted something about Aaron Hernandez, and he wanted to get your take on it, B. And then we had like so many different things back and forth talking about this whole situation about Aaron Hernandez, who we all know, like, recently he just committed suicide, or some people think he did, some people think it was he didn't, it may have been a setup. And then there are so many plot twists, turns, and there's more to the story. So Rude Boy wanted to get your take on it.
I've had this discussion with a couple people, and I've gotten into some heated debates with some people that, you know, like I said, didn't really care for my take or whatever. But I say thank you. Thank you, sir. Anything to decrease the tax money put out, you know, all I ask is that you influence a lot of your fellow inmates to do anything. If I can start a campaign to donate rope, I'm all for all of y'all motherfuckers hanging yourself for real. Just because y'all ain't doing shit, but you didn't do shit before you came in, before you went in there. And you're furthering not doing shit on my dime while you in there. So, yeah, motherfucker, hang yourself. Please. The sooner the better. We just started a new tax season.
Well, I mean, it started out, Rude Boy said he wanted to hear your what you thought, so you clearly just said that. He said his thought, dude had it all. He was a good father, a good brother, who was a coach. He chose the thug life that he sure. Thugs looked at him like, dude, what the fuck? You're rich already. So he said, I don't feel sorry for dude because he was an asshole who either killed or others had let others kill folks. So he had money, he had power. He said, you give a dude who hates being told no money, he will react. And now he's in prison being told what to do. So they had to get to him. So I think that was one of the reasons why he thought, or he thinks that, you know, Aaron
did
what
he did. It's sort of oxymoron to me. How can you say he's a good father, but he's a thug? He's a pseudo.
You can be a thug and be a good father.
If the choices, you're not a good parent if the choices that you make separate you from your kids for the rest of your life, how good are you? Ask, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean,
When his daughter had to probably cry her fucking eyes out to go to sleep because daddy wasn't home, how good did she think daddy was then?
Was he home?
Huh?
I'm like, I don't know.
When he was in jail, no, he wasn't home.
No. I mean, I'm saying, like, before he went to jail, because she's four.
Okay,
so before
but
he went to,
but he,
no,
right.
I'm asking.
Yeah.
Before he went to jail, was he home?
I don't know.
Because he had a fiance.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He had a fiance, and he has, you know, the four-year-old. So was he home?
Who knows? And by his actions, I would speculate to say hell no. I think he supplied the bread, and probably she ran the household. And because the kids had all the Xboxes and toys and little miniature cars and all that other shit.
It was one kid. It was
whatever. You know, that kid probably felt, oh, daddy was the greatest. But was he really? He was a murderer.
Well, plot twist. So it comes out now. I mean, it could be a lie. It could be far from the truth. We don't really technically know because we're not in the jail.
There you go.
So
we weren't there when it happened.
I was not. So
I say we weren't.
Yeah. No, I said I was not. Yeah. So I mean, so that's why I said plot twist. So now they're saying, you know, and well, they said this before. So they said initially, like the first person, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but they said that initially the first person that got killed by him, you know, that was the reason why he was in jail.
Okay.
Was because he found out that he was bisexual. And he was like teasing him and he was going to, like, I guess, tell the fiance and blah, 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 blah. He was bisexual with a longtime friend of his. So then that's why I can't remember if he killed the guy or if he got the guy killed, whatever. So, and that's why he was in jail. So fast forward to him being in jail, then the story becomes very, even more salacious. It becomes So he left three letters. One letter was for the fiance. One letter was for the daughter. One letter was for his jailhouse gay lover.
He left three letters?
That's what they said. Three letters. And like I said, well, I just said fiance, daughter, gay lover.
Who paid for the stamps?
It didn't say it was mailed.
Okay, I just wanna
they
know.
Found it in the Bible. So.
Oh, that's a great place to put.
Right. So I mean, or they found it like, you know, they found it in the jail. So it wasn't a stamp thing. So and then they because they before they even announced who the dude was that the letter was for, it was like unidentified, you know, inmate. He's on suicide watch. Blah 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 blah. So. It could be real or could not be real. Maybe this was just a person that he confided in and was like, hey, this is what's about to pop off. I'm about to, you know, do all these things.
Right, right.
I'm going to barricade the door. I'm going to put soap on the floor.
Fuck that.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So I'm going to give you my $50,000 watch. Well, first of all, how you have a watch in jail? But anyway, whatever.
Right.
You know, I'm going to do all these things and then I'm going to commit suicide. I mean, which I kind of actually understand. I'm like, you're 20, 30, you in jail for life, which means you got a good maybe 60 years in jail with just you by yourself. 23 hours of lockdown. That's, come on. And you in gym pop, 23 hours of lockdown. You got 1 hour to.
Yeah.
No, we're not buying this story. We buying it. We not that, buying it. What?
It can go either way. It can go either way. Somebody could have just wrote all that shit, you know, knowing that they was going to go in there and hang that dude. Or he could have wrote it. I mean, maybe they need to check the handwriting and all that kind of
stuff. How do you barricade the door from the inside?
Furniture.
No. I'm talking about somebody on the outside. How do you barricade the door then get out?
I have no fucking idea.
That's a great question because they said it was barricaded from the inside.
Oh, well.
And they said that it was like he was like cardboard, something. He put soap on the floor in case he punked out.
Okay. All right. Say if it was barricaded from the inside.
Inside.
All right. From the inside. Mm-hmm. You couldn't attach a string to shit before you close the cell and pull all that shit in. Take the string off and make it look like the dude barricaded that shit from the inside.
How'd you get the cardboard in the door?
From the inside.
Say that again now.
The cardboard that was wedged in the door on the inside?
Mm-hmm.
How did they do that with the string?
Because I can buy the string. And I mean, if you're going to go that hard, I can buy the string you pulling from the outside. But how'd you get the cardboard inside?
The cardboard inside?
You know, if we close this door right now.
Right here.
Right here.
Okay.
And we put some cardboard on the inside of this door. Somebody from the outside, how could they put the cardboard on the inside?
I don't know.
Right.
I had to see it. I don't know what the hell you talking about. I had to see it. I don't understand.
If I close this door and I stuck some cardboard on the inside of the door so you can. So let's say if whomever came from the outside,
mm-hmm.
you know, of the door, once I closed it, they were like, oh, I want to put some cardboard. You can't from the inside. If you're on the other side of the door.
It had to been him that did it.
I mean, and again, we only hear what they report. Mm-hmm. It could have been a conspiracy. We don't know. It could have been some dudes. Because remember the other thing, the other two cases he wasn't convicted of. He was found not guilty.
Okay.
I believe it was not guilty. So technically, I mean, really, it could have been anybody from the jail that did that, but there's just so many different variables that came out. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like,
that's why it's best to just find comfort in my ideology and thank him or thank whomever. Either way, the payment stopped.
What payment?
My taxes.
I mean, one person? And first of all,
we can
even
start a trend. Rosa Parks started a movement.
You don't even live in that state, so.
I can dig it. It's a federal. It was a federal penitentiary, so it's federal taxes.
Man, listen,
I'm
like, we really paying. If you gonna look at it from that perspective, we paying taxes for a whole bunch of people. One person's not gonna
start a movement.
Really do it.
It takes one person to start a movement.
Anyway, I mean, I don't know. I'm like, well, I can kind of see if it's truth, and if it's true, why he did it. I understand, because first of all, you know, you're like, if I could do it now, and I do this, they still, you know, who was he with? The Patriots? They're gonna still owe X amount of millions of dollars to my daughter or to, because not even the wife, because, well, technically they weren't married yet. It was the fiance. So you're going to still owe $4 to $6 million to my daughter. Technically.
Well, it depends on the contracts.
Well, that's what they were talking about. Contractually speaking, they said that it still was like $4 to $6 million left on the contract. So if the NFL is going to be some bullshit and like be like, no, we're not going to give your daughter. I don't know if
it was on his direct contract. It was a loophole that because of that acquittal that the Patriots could still be on the hook for potential money.
Right, $4 to $6 million. So I'm saying, if
my thing is this,
if you're going to be an asshole, you could still, I mean, if it went to his daughter, but I'm saying, if it was going to his daughter, if you're going to be an asshole NFL, then yes, sure. You can be like, no, we're not going to give her the money.
His estate is broke. NFL is a $1 billion organization. I think their lawyers will outlast.
But I'm saying, but that's why I said, if you're going to be an asshole, sure, don't give her, don't give the daughter the money. That's
I back you, NFL.
That's fine. I don't. Like, if you, technically, $4 to $6 million is nothing to them.
Because it's not like this was straight up contract money where this was owed. This is a bullshit loophole that they're going to attempt to exercise. It's not, you know what I'm saying? So
Scary Spice is about being sued by her nanny because of a loophole that nobody realized.
If you win, God bless.
She's probably going to get some money from, you know, Mel B saying some shit about her that was scandalous.
Put your sauces on it and follow this story. Okay.
So we can see or sources. Right,
this little girl gets
sources
paid.
Or sauces?
We'll let Doc.
I would like the sources, because I would like this little girl to get some type of money.
They can't see you on the phone.
Mel, right, and they don't know about your 4S.
There you go. Got him. I got him.
Okay, thank you. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's like if you
the 4S got Psy, they don't even got Siri. It's got the SI.
It's like Psy.
Siri and everyone is
it's
on
not
it.
Even Siri. It's like Psy. Call my sauces. I mean, but I'm just saying, I'm like, why not? $4 to $6 million is not going to kill. You said this $1 billion industry. Don't be a dick, NFL, and just get that little baby some money. I'm not saying, because you can't give it to the mom because they weren't married.
But hold on, though. Ruble M said that he was a great father, so shouldn't he have had a trust fund set up for her already that wouldn't be touched, so this girl would be set?
But you know what, though? And like,
that's
come
what
on,
good parents
but
do.
Let's think about millionaire the, parents. Let's think about it in the grand scheme of things. There's a lot of people out here who don't even have money, or who have money, rest in peace, Prince, who don't even have fucking life insurance policies. I mean, I'm not.
And then there's others that are.
I don't even have kids. I don't have one, because if I die, you know.
Well, your shit coming to me.
Actually, no, that's not true, because I do have policies that are going to
put my name on your shit.
Too late. So I do have policies that will go to people, but nope, not you. But I don't really know. I don't really think it's like you're a bad parent. I think sometimes some people think like, oh, I'm 27. I think they think I'm 27. I'm young. I'm going to motherfucking live forever. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that's what people think. You know, if you're a parent and you're out there, and no matter how old you are, you need to have a policy. If you have a kid or children, you need to have a policy. I mean, bottom line.
At least, if nothing else, just have a policy that they won't be burdened with your bullshit when you die.
Right. No bills. Pay for your funeral.
Pay for your funeral.
Even if there's no extra money left.
And ain't nobody going to chase after them for the shit you done fucked up.
I'd be like, ooh, they dead. Right. I don't know what to tell you. Change my number and my last name. But I think it'd be fine if you like just get a policy and you're like, you pay for your funeral or whatever, your cremation or whatever it is you're gonna do. Just do it. So we don't really know. He may have already had that. We don't know. I don't know. So anyway, what do you guys think about this topic? Be interested to hear what you have to say, because I mean, it's a powder keg, because we don't really know what is what. You know, this is just our opinion. So so indeepshow@yahoo.com, email 202-7501-IDS. We love to hear your voice. We really always love to hear your voice. That's pretty cool. And hey, follow us on indeepshow.com, which is Podbean, because Stitcher is, as B said before, is fucking up and it's not doing right by us. So hit us up, iTunes always on point.
We'd love to hear from you guys. Talk to us. Holla.
Holla.
Most certainly. I need to reach out, and I'm going to do this on air because I'm thinking of it right now, and when I get out of here, I got a couple shit that I got to get tackled before tomorrow morning. Chaz, hit me up. You should still have my number. Hit me up. I'm going to rap to you about a couple things. We'll talk off air. But if you get a chance, hit me up, Chaz. I want to rap to you. All that good shit. So you can hear about the music. It's time for us to skedaddle. Doc has some weed lessons he needs to orchestrate. Queen has a plane, I'm sure, is on standby somewhere to take her somewhere. And I got some beer to taste. So with that being said, Doctor.
Oh, man, let me see. Two fingers to the good weather.
There's good weather.
When was that? Thursday?
It's
been raining. It's been cold.
It hasn't been really raining. That's just been a little fucking drizzle.
Wait.
Let me tell you.
Did you get caught in that shit Friday?
In my line of work, was good.
We didn't tape last week. It's been monsooning out this joint.
The hailstorm.
Right. I'm like the power.
You talking about last week?
I'm talking about Friday.
Power went
3 days ago.
In certain areas.
Oh, shit.
But shout out to the weather, though.
Man, fuck that. Fuck that. The weather that I've been working in was all right. Now, when it's motherfucking hot as shit and I'm sweating, that's when I got a problem. A little drizzle and all that bullshit that's been happening. Man, I can work with that. I was home when that shit happened. So,
the weather stops.
You talking about the little marble joints? That shit happened about 50.
It's a cool 65 degrees in this basement. So the weather's always good.
Nice. Well, I was home when that shit happened. If I ain't working out in it, I ain't tripping.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sunny and 70.
But other than that, man, our Capitals, our Wizards been doing some motherfucking shit, dog.
Their asses handed to me 2 nights ago. That was pretty bad.
Well.
Weather. Cats.
Damn. Yeah. Two fingers to the DC teams, and two fingers to the weather. Fuck that. I think the weather been all right, if you ask me.
All right.
No one finger. That's what's up.
Queenie.
All right. Let's see. Two fingers to people that support you and always support you. Super dope. Super awesome. One finger. One finger, I love when people use their signal to get over in traffic, but the one finger is for the motherfuckers that halfway use their signal to get over in traffic, but really they shouldn't. They kind of sort of rough you off in the same, you know, process. It's like, you know what? If you use, no, you can't, son of a bitch.
You got to do the same thing sometimes.
You know what I mean? So one finger to the person that was driving behind to get here, and they kind of, they were like, I want to get over. I'm going to use my signal, but I shouldn't. But I'm getting over. I'm like, you. And then you went slow. So I want to punch you in your eyeball.
How about that? Somebody Hi-yow. Go all the way out their way to get in front of you and then gonna go slow.
Right. Hi-yow.
I hate that shit. Motherfuckers. The motherfuckers.
Wow, not the rope dope.
I'm gonna wind it up. I'm gonna wind up my left and punch you with the right. You don't even see it coming.
Watch it. You see that girl? You see Damn. That girl right there.
Blah, blah, blah. One finger, two finger. 10 fingers to the Most High. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to once again attempt to get it right. I'm going to do my best. That's all I got. So.
Hey, 2 fingers to the weed people. Who blazed up down on the Capitol. Hey, y'all do y'all thing, man.
420.
God damn it, huh? How about that? Now, I should have been down there. They was passing out joints, man. I love to get a couple of drinks. And I was right down there, too. I was driving. I should have stopped, pulled over, got a couple
if
of joints.
If I hit that ass, yep. You belong to me.
Best of you, you know what I'm saying?
Like that little man out the boat, and you get to shake me and shit, and you caress me and grab me real hard and shit. You belong to me.
420. Vagina.
I thought that shit was deleted.
Vagina.
We gotta get out of here, people. But as always, in parting, we'd like to bestow upon you the kind, sensible, thought-provoking words of the great Mark the Doc Wiley, which go as followed.
If God woke up this morning, you can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house.